under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. This is the first show today with new state-of-the-art technology broadcasting on this microphone and a new mixer. We weren't on the air yesterday, as many of you obviously found out. We replayed, or tried to replay, last Monday's show, June 24th. The interview I did with Neil Friske shortly after his release from jail. Well, we had technical difficulties because we were cyber attacked on Friday morning, June the 21st, the morning heading into his hearing in front of a judge for either arraignment, posting of bond, and being released from jail. You all heard the story, cyber attacked at 3 o'clock in the morning, fried our CPU for the on-air production computer, had to go out and get a new computer. Devin Lawrence, after church on Sunday, he's a pastor, three different churches in the UP. After he pastored church, drove down, got here about 6 o'clock Sunday night, and pulled an all-nighter with temporary equipment to get us up and running for Monday, June the 24th. Why? Because I had the Gateway Pundit story all ready to go for Friday to counter all of the fake BS news that was breaking about Neil Friske the day before the absentee ballots were supposed to be mailed out on Saturday, June 22nd. They took me off the air Friday, June 21st. We had to play music. My phone blew up with text messages. I had over 500 text messages by the end of the show. Are you okay? Are you in jail with Neil Friske? What the heck is going on? Could not talk to you until Monday with temporary equipment because Devin pulled an all-nighter. He literally worked until 8:50 a.m. when I went live 9 o'clock. He went downstairs to bed to go to sleep. He didn't wake up until 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, the 24th, and went back to work in the studio, pulled another all-nighter, and got the new equipment installed. The temporary makeshift equipment he allowed us to broadcast on Monday, the 24th, he put back in his Jeep, went back to the UP. Well, in that process, found out my old mixer and my old microphone, which I'm being told I'm sounding a lot better this morning with this system, found out found out it wasn't compatible for very long with this new computer. An update was performed over the weekend, making my old mixer and my old microphone not compatible with the new computer. So we had to spend $1,000 for a new mixer and a new microphone that's compatible with the new computer and the software. I was up until almost midnight last night installing it so I could be with you guys today. Hopefully we sound better. Are we not getting any static or any electric vibrational background feeding noises? It's because of the new microphone and mixer. And also let me know if you're hearing me speak to you right now through the music out. Text me and let me know if you can hear what I'm saying. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Tuesday, July 2nd. Have you guys received your absentee ballots yet? Those of you who asked for them for your local township or village clerks to mail them to you, did you get yours? Antrim County hasn't gotten one absentee ballot yet. MERS News Story reporting Antrim County clerk messes up again. Primary absentee ballot deadline missed. The deadline to send out absentee ballots for the August primary was last week, so that the public would receive them by Saturday, June 22nd. But errors have caused Antrim County to have to delay sending out ballots for at least a week. Now we're being told by Cheryl Guy by email that they will not be sent to the clerks from our county clerk, Cheryl Guy, until this coming Monday, July the 8th. The clerks will get them delivered to their offices. They hopefully have the envelopes ready to go. They have to fold the ballots, put them in the privacy envelope, put them in the mailing envelope, and then mail them to us, the residents of Antrim County. We might get them by July the 11th. We were supposed to get them by June 22nd. In this latest mishap by the Antrim County Clerk's Office, a local township clerk of Banks Township, it's the township just north of Torch Lake where Vicki and I live, Clerk Donna Harris, said she was told the printed ballots were estimated that they will be sent by July 5th, this Friday at the earliest, or by Monday, July 8th at the latest. An official at the Antrim County Clerk's Office told MERS News Service there were spelling errors and local proposals that needed to be put in the correct order. As we all know, Antrim County was the center of international attention during the 2020 presidential election after a glitch in the ballot software counting votes incorrectly occurred. The error was caught by the Antrim County clerk, Cheryl Guy, who is still serving as clerk in her last term. She's not running for re-election. Thank God. This woman is the most incompetent clerk, I believe, in the state of Michigan. But yet the League of Women Voters from Traverse City last week gave her an award, Clerk of the Year. So what does that tell you about the League of Women Voters? You candidates out there, do not attend any League of Women Voters events ever. This one lady is harassing Vicki, wanting her to come to Forest Home Township Hall on Thursday, July the 11th, because she's running for county clerk, to be part of a candidate forum put on by the League of Women Voters. As her campaign manager, I advised her not to attend because she's coming to our debate, the radio station's first biennial debate, the same night, Thursday, July the 11th. You're invited to that in Gaylord. It's going to be at the Ellison Place, 150 Dale Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. Doors will open at 4. First Congressional District will start at 5 p.m., the 107th at 6 p.m., the 106th at 7 p.m., and we're wrapping it up with the 105th House District at 8 p.m. All the candidates and incumbents have been invited, and I'm in the process of organizing the county chairs that will be asking the questions. So far, I have confirmation from Bob Britsky, the chair of Presque Isle County Republican Party. He will be part of the panel. Scott Swanson, the chair of the Sheboygan County Party. Bill Conklin will be representing the Charlevoix County Republican Party on behalf of Oscar Barton, the chair, because she works for Neil Friske as part of his election re-election campaign. So Oscar is disqualified from being a panelist. Bill Conklin, an attorney in Charlevoix County, will be representing Charlevoix. I reached out to Kay Laser last night from Chippewa County. Mike Giroux, Mike, I apologize. I don't know which pronunciation, French, American. I don't know which pronunciation of your last name. He will be the chair asking the questions for Mackinac County. I've reached out to Todd Siegel, and I also have, and I'm happy to announce, former state representative, current chairwoman of the Michigan 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, Dare Rendon, will be one of the panelists asking the questions. I'll be speaking with Dare later today to set up the conference call for her with the other county chairs. They're coming up with the questions. I'm not. I'm not going to have anything to do with the questions in any way, shape, or form for Dare Rendon to present to the group. She will be organizing the questions on her own. Each House district, 105th, 106th, 107th, they have their own issues, separate, different than each other. The one common denominator, they're all in the 101st, excuse me, the 1st Congressional District. I got House districts on my brain. 105th, 106th, 107th House districts, and the 1st Congressional District, Jack Bergman versus Josh Saul. But I digress. Cheryl Guy, in her incompetency, in the reporting in this, based on the interview of Donna Harris, the clerk from Banks Township, is inaccurate. Cheryl Guy, in the middle of the night, did not realize something was wrong. She did not figure it out. Connie Wing figured it out the next morning at 8:30 when I called her. She was the only one in the office. She was dead-ass tired. Antrim County Clerk's Office. Like, good morning, Connie. Did you have a late night? Oh, my God, Randy, yes. Did you run a tape on a financial calculator or a regular paper, roll paper calculator? Did you use a calculator? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, the results. Before you sent them to Jocelyn Benson, who uploaded them to the AP Wire, before it showed Antrim County was blue last night for Biden, blue last night for Gary Peters, instead of President Trump and John James. Did you use a calculator, Connie? She goes, Randy, we stopped using calculators 20 years ago. I said, can you turn your calculator on? So I heard her turn it on and ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. You know, the old-fashioned rolled paper that goes through it. Clear, clear, clear. I said, run the numbers. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. You gave Biden's numbers to Trump. You gave Trump's numbers to Biden. You gave Gary Peters' numbers to John James. You gave John James to Gary Peters. Even Congressman Bergman lost our county on election night and early the next day in Antrim County, Michigan. Bergman lost to the unknown Democrat. Are you kidding me? We're like 70% Republican, 30% Democrat, especially in a presidential year. Our turnout, like everybody, is huge. You know what Cheryl Guy did? She deleted the election. She deleted the entire election out of the mothership in her office because it was so screwed up and she didn't know how to fix it. Why? Because she knew 2 days later, the board of canvassers, two Republicans, two Democrats, and all the tabulator tapes and all of the hard drives, the flash sticks, and the ballots sealed in bags were going to come into the clerk's office 2 days after the election, and they would be certified by our board of canvassers. You know how they reconstructed the entire election in our county? And we have documentation of all this. They used the tabulator tapes numbers to put into the mothership as being the valid numbers for our election. Later that year, or I believe in January the following year, then Antrim County Commissioner Christian Marcus, who's now running against Ken Borton for the State House, in a county commissioner's meeting, I have the video downloaded and saved to my computer, 1 minute and 37 seconds, had a Few Good Men movie moment between himself playing Tom Cruise, played by Tom Cruise in that movie, and Cheryl Guy was Jack Nicholson. Cheryl, who deleted the election out of your machine? Well, you have to understand, you know, Mr. Marcus, Commissioner Marcus, that there was problems with the election and we had to fix it. But no. That's not my question. My question was, who deleted the files? Who deleted the election on election night? Well, you see, it was so screwed up that the easiest and most simplest way to do it was to delete the election itself out of the machine and then reload everything back into it based on the results of the actual tabulator tapes that were printed from the individual 15 townships and 5 villages using the ballots that were in the bags that we looked at that were sealed perfectly good. That's not my question. I want the truth. Who deleted the election out of your Antrim County machine on election night, early in the morning hours of the next day? Who did it? Cheryl Guy sat there, scared to death, being recorded, being videotaped, as they do all of our county commissioners' meetings. She looked right at Christian Marcus, and she said, I did it. You damn right, I did it. I'm the clerk. I was the one that realized we had a problem, and the only way to fix it was to delete the entire election out of the equipment and put it back in with the Board of Canvassers present. I did it. Do you know those statements never were memorialized in the minutes following the next meeting? When the minutes of that meeting was presented by Cheryl Guy, the clerk, the clerks are always responsible, or secretaries are always responsible for maintaining minutes of meetings. Do you realize that you do not have to memorialize the discussions or what is said at a public meeting? Did you know that? The only thing the clerk is obligated to memorialize is the actions of the board. What did they do? Not what was said. Interesting, huh? Christian Marcus at the next month's meeting asked, because they were going to approve the minutes, he asked Mr. Chairman, Chairman Terry Van Alstine, who I hope and pray to God gets beat by Carla Bart in this upcoming August 6th primary, recognize Commissioner Marcus. Commissioner Van Alstine, Clerk Cheryl Guy, I noticed that our conversation about you deleting the election out of your machine is not in our minutes. She said, yeah, so what's your point? Well, I want our discussion part of the minutes. She said, I don't have to put the discussion in there. The motion was made to go ahead and certify the election by the Board of Canvassers, and the commissioners went along and voted on that motion to approve it, to submit it to the Secretary of State. But I want what we talked about in the minutes. You know what Terry Van Alstine said? She doesn't have to put the discussion in the minutes. The only thing she has to do is put the actions of that meeting in the minutes, which she has done. Discussion closed. Roll call vote, please, to approve the minutes. Christian Marcus was the only commissioner out of that whole board. At the time, there was 9. We're down to 5 now, thank God. The vote was 8-1 to approve the minutes. Christian Marcus is running for state representative against Ken Borton because Ken Borton told us he would make election integrity priority 1 when he got to Lansing, and he didn't do it. Christian Marcus will. Patrick Kobach with a huge breaking story in the next half hour. I'm Trucker Randy, Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Monday sought to reinforce her support of President Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee following his stumbles in last week's debate against Republican Donald Trump, saying she 100% believes Biden can carry Michigan in November. Whitmer, who's considered a rising star among Democrats and who serves as co-chair of Biden's reelection campaign, issued the statement after the national news outlet Politico suggested she had said Michigan was, quote, no longer winnable for Biden after he made a number of missteps in the televised debate against Trump. A Whitmer aide on the condition of not being ID'd said the comment, which was sourced by Politico, to some